and she was the woman to feel that freedom of her fingertips. She could live up her life with no will in it, but her own, and she could bring her to little girl in an atmosphere of peace and affection. She moved to an estate she owned at St. Christopher and saw John Fawcett again. He died few years later, leaving his diminished property to his children. Rachel's share was the house in Charlestown, the spot on which Rachel spent her childhood and brief youth was one of the most picturesque on the mountain range of St. Christopher. Facing the sea, the house stood on a loft eminence in the very shadow of Mount Misery. Immediately behind the house were the high peaks of the range, hardly less in pride than come of the great volcano. The house was built on a ledge, but no one could step